Channel 1 right in the beginning of the visit with Florence this Wednesday after dark, the 29th of December, 71. Channel 1 right in the beginning of the visit with Florence and her children this Wednesday after dark, the 29th of December, 71. Channel 1 right in the beginning of the visit with Florence and her children this Wednesday after dark, the 29th of December, 71. Channel 1 right, and the beginning of the visit with Florence is Wednesday after dark, the 29th of December, 71. Channel 1 right, and beginning of the visit with Florence and her children this Wednesday after dark, the 29th of December, 71.
Mr. Monroe, after 20 years of almost immobilizing the UN by pretending that the mainland of China was represented by an island in the China Sea, we reversed that policy 180 degrees and brought Red China in. Now, a little bit of rhetoric accompanying such efforts is a small price to pay for the large
achievement.
Come
in.
It's a substantial
decision.
Y'all,
back
to the van? We got a late start.
Oh, you must have.
I mean to tell you, Carl was going to a ball game, and before he told us what all his plans were, he took a 3-hour Latin nap, which kind of threw us off schedule.
Oh.
And I haven't gotten to Mom's yet, even, so it put me into the middle of the night.
You haven't been there yet?
No, doing my chores. I got to get home about midnight. Huh?
Well,
so we just come on down. Looks like you're well enough to eat ice cream.
Yeah. Brent, have a treat.
Or something anyway. That is. And greens, is that greens? No, it's green beans. Got a lot of greens right now. Collard greens? Do you eat collard greens?
Yeah, a mixture.
A mixture? Or turnips, better. Just about time for black eyed peas.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, a little spring was in the air. That's not just today.
An eggplant? You know what's the cold on? You think we're going to have? Oh, I heard the day that this lady's real worried because she said she's 92 and she's been studying the Bible. She said when the end of the earth is coming, that one season was going to run into another. And we haven't had anything but one season and she's mighty worried. How about that?
They explained that in Howie, that there are other things that come with that.
What is that?
Like, Israel will be taken over, will be invaded by a country to the farthest north, which is only Russia. And that hasn't come here yet.
Oh, is that right?
They probably don't even...
Who told you that?
You're learning things, aren't you?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
My goodness, you all are running late.
Mm. Yeah, a little bit.
Have you had any supper?
Yes, we went to Louis Panisi's place over there off Depot Street. And, you know, I remember going to eat there when I was about 12, 13 years old. The old man ran that place. And I said, yeah, I know you've been here for 30, 35 years. He said, yep. He said he has had that hamburger place since 1928.
Where?
Over there off of Depot Street. I like to go over there because it's kind of homey. I don't care if that King's Food Host and all. He's real social. Everything over there is real relaxed. See, the daddy, old daddy is still in there.
I don't know Depot Street.
He's Greek fella.
I can't place it.
You go down Depot and you know where...
you know what you say?
That Depot, train platform is down there. Going east, and if you turn left, you go up there. Bed Hardware has a storage place on the left.
Oh yeah.
You go past Main Street one block, and it kind of curves. And there's a Robertson's Market in there, and Stock Cleaners. Where Stock Cleaners?
What's the name of the place?
It's Louis. Louis. Louis Hamburger. And that old man's been cooking hamburgers since 1928 there. He had a picture up on the wall from the Gainesville Sun, and I started looking at the names, and my gosh, I knew about half of them. Dale Van Sickle and Barton Douglas. It was a class of 1928 or something at Gainesville High School. And Fagan, Tom Fagan, and oh my goodness, Louis Plummer. I knew. I didn't realize I'd been around Gainesville so long. And it was just all yelling and about to fall off the wall. Oh, you have to go in there. You have to, the hamburgers aren't like they are downtown.
Sure,
you have to go there. Everybody's real relaxed. He keeps the floor just spotless in there. Oh, man. And he and his son run it.
Well, his son's with him now.
Yes. Well, his son must have been with him because he was ahead of me a year in school. I remember at Gainesville High School, one of the Panisi boys, Freddie Panisi. He never said a word behind anybody. Never said a word to anybody much. When he was young, he was real shy. But tonight, boy, he was just socializing around there. And Jancy kept telling him, he looked like Mr. Hamaker. He wondered who Mr. Hamaker was. So I told him, he says, well, somebody said I look like a doctor. And this man next to him must have been a friend of his. Cousin said, which? He said, no, I didn't say what kind. But, you know, everybody kind of knows everybody in there. And they just sort of visit and get friendly. You know, they're kind of friendly in there. A lot of workers around that, you know, that bottling company around it there, and gas company, utilities company.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very full in there around noontime. But the hamburgers don't taste like they do in the other places. They're real crispy.
Oh, really?
And they taste like they have
pork in
sausage
them.
In them. Pork in them. And I said, I asked him tonight if he had sausage in them. He said, no, he didn't. And so we kept questioning. He says, I told you what wasn't in them, but I'm not going to tell you what's in them. So I don't know what's in them. And instead of cooking on a great big range, they have one of these old gas burners back there about so long on legs. And the old man cooks them. He's a real old man is. And he, I saw him putting lard in the pan, and I about decided that he fries those things back there. That's what makes
those things. Well,
they're
tell me in sort of simple language, where is Depot Street? I know where the depot is.
Well, if you're coming in Main Street, you know where Hughes Supply is?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, way down there.
Yeah, down the poor section of town.
Oh, and it crosses Main Street?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, why didn't Depot. You say that? Going all
I thought
about
you
the
knew
bush.
Where Depot Street was.
I don't know all about it. I know where Depot Street is.
Well,
and you turn over towards the university?
Nope.
The other way.
The other way.
Towards Baird's.
You know.
I know where Baird's is. Go ahead.
Well,
you go past there?
Just as you come across the railroad track.
Yeah.
You turn right.
Oh, yeah.
And you skirt along the railroad.
Yeah.
And the road kind of curves to
the
left.
Yeah.
It's not a straight block turn.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it's about a block or so up there.
Two blocks or so.
This side of Baird's?
It's only about a block, well, it's back of Baird's lot there. On the back side, the back of that. Where you know where the old knee-high bottling company is?
No, but I know where Baird's headquarters is back there, where they sell stuff.
Well, it's back of there.
Plumbing supplies and all.
Yeah, well, it's on the back street from there.
I think the plumbing supplies.
And, you know, that's where that street still, laid bricks back there.
And it's on past that little headquarters?
Mm-hmm. About a block or two, though.
On towards the county jail?
You'd be going too far going toward the jail.
I mean, in that.
No, if you just go across the railroad track, turn right, and go about
first block.
About a block. A little over a block, and turn
and it's
left.
Lewis.
And it's called Lewis.
Yes.
You know, two interesting places along there. The first one is Robinson's Grocery. And it's been there about as long.
Oh, really?
And instead of having
snowballs there.
Regular type.
Snowballs
there. They have fresh vegetables in there all the time.
And I say you can get snowballs there.
Yeah, you can get snowballs at Louis.
Oh, can you?
And their hamburgers are only 38 cents.
And 38
cents, man. He hadn't heard about inflation yet. His hamburgers are only 38 cents.
Yeah.
Plain
ones are
28. The plain ones are
28,
yeah.
Yeah, I had yesterday, and it's not.
We don't know how he makes a living back there. But anyway, that Robinson's grocery in there has lots of things like chitlins and tripe and about 5 kinds of sausage. And they have all their fresh vegetables. The farmers bring them in. Every time you go by there, you see a crate out in front. Crates of tangerines, crates of sweet potatoes. That's where I do my marketing.
It is a great
place. Down there. Me and the food stamp people, they kind of joke about it. A lot of food stamp people down there. And it's an IGA store. Independent grocers. Yeah, independent grocers. And that's what they carry, a lot of products. One family, the Robinson family, has been owning that one for years, too.
Yeah.
And then you just go down one block, and that's Lewis' place. All these people have been down there for years. If you go in Lewis, and you went every day, you'd run into the same people eventually. Because I've gone in there and run into the same one. Well, you have to stop by sometime.
What is it, Greg?
No? You don't like hamburger?
No, I got enough beets already.
Got enough beets already, yes.
You get a hankering for a good my children love to go down there because everybody's so friendly. You know, it's not like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be better in the waffle shop then, wouldn't it?
Much better.
Because in the waffle shop, the food is all right, but they're not, they don't pay attention to you.
Well, they stand, if you sit at the counter there, Louie talk to you the whole time.
Yeah.
You ought to take a small table call them to get the conversation.
He's real relaxed young fella.
Yeah.
They don't hurry. It's real interesting. People come and sit down. And he's the waiter. He's the table waiter as well as the cook, you know.
Oh.
So no waitresses in there.
Oh,
they're not. No. It's not any bigger much than it's not the whole place isn't as big as 2 rooms.
Yeah.
The whole building is no bigger than that. And he's just got a counter with a row of stools around it.
Yeah. That's all you need.
And he's got a couple of booths, kind of booths around the side. Not booths, but without booth effect around the side. I think there are about 4 of those. And he ambles on over and takes their order, and then he's got a drive-in window there, and just he and his papa hold it down.
Except sometimes I think they have a girl.
That's their daughter.
Yeah. They just do what they can do themselves. Now, that's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't find many places like that left.
No.
Not too many.
Hey, where do you hide your iPod?
Used to be one down there.
Get it out of the way.
Why?
Oh, near the old post office. It was an old place in there for years and years and years.
So where did you put up those curtains?
It's gone now.
Louis. Well, that's not, I'm glad to know about Louis.
You'd rather go in there in Louis and eat a hamburger anywhere uptown. I know you'd feel perfectly at home, and if you wanted to wear the scroungiest clothes you had, you look just like everybody else. Nobody goes in there.
Why wear these smiley faces there?
They're all workmen that go in there.
I took Faye out to the waffle shop the other day. How about that? And if I had known about Louis, we could have gone over there. You have to go over there sometime. Sit on the stool at the counter. That'd
be a great Dad dressed up real nice, like me, like smiley faces.
It's kind of like a family, you know. I mean, you feel like you're part of the family there.
Look at me.
I was trying to think of a word. You know, we talk about the manor house.
You got some of this.
Tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
If he could see me.
What's Tuck Mac's house or Miss Guthrie's?
Where?
It's
the
manor house.
Huh?
It's not a country house.
Why?
It's a country seat.
Do you have tree clothes?
It's a little rougher than that.
Huh?
A little rougher.
Okay.
How about the home site?
Home place.
I think you'd call it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But that doesn't have the
swing.
Yes. I was trying to think, you see. See, they belong to the countryside, and they're not. It's not a family place. They're not within the family. They don't live within the family. You see Tuck was way out, scattered way out, all over, so many places. He helped Mr. Zetrow handle his animals, and over that, Ms. Guthrie's, Marvin and all of them, and Snow and John's fella and all of them kept ahead of the deputies, and they're seeing, you know. They were out. They were conscious of a large countryside. No red for you there.
No, we're not home. That Tuck probably tell you a few stories about how you get around the game warden. Now, he knows plenty about how to get around the game warden. Well, she and B got caught, and both of them had to pay $250. Can't get it. They got a lot smarter after that.
I know one thing.
I asked him some time for you out there about when he got caught by the game warden.
he talked about it.
Oh, dear.
I know one time Billy Richardson was out hunting with him, out in the duck field, and there were a lot of people, out, several people out there hunting. And a couple of guys didn't even have, one person did not have his license with him. One person didn't have his license signed. Another person, and Billy, did not have a choke on his shotgun. And that was a mess. And then somebody yelled, "Game warden's coming!" Uh-oh. What he did is he broke off the stick right length for the choke, crammed the stick down in the gun. No, that wasn't threatening game warden came.
That was smart.
You liked it.
That's why it's chewing gum.
Oh.
Making gum.
Yeah. Looks like all of them had some encounters.
They
all learn Tuck and Biggie says, "How many did you get?" And they always say, "The limit." Saw that ever too. The limit.
What
I want the white.
Yeah, they go out now and bring them in. Go out and bring them again.
Right, good mom.
Trying to hide them in the woods, I think.
You missed the restaurant.
Yes, I do miss it. We go down there to eat, though. I see to go back easily and talk to the cooks to see James. James is getting gray here. I saw him the other night.
He is.
He's just getting gray all of a sudden. Shocking up, shocky up there in front. The time he sees you, he says he needs a little medicine. The time we're out there to eat, he's always corners us. He's going to catch us eating if he's passing the table. And I had Carrie up there the day after Christmas to help me. I had a class reunion up there, 25th. High school group. They came in and out all afternoon. Had a good time. Some of them hadn't seen it in 25 years. We sent out a letter just to see it, you know, about 35, 40 years.
He's still using that chair I loaned him?
And Carrie came up.
Which chair?
So I had a little contact with her.
That's my barber chin, huh?
And Mary Liza's daughter came up and helped me one day.
You like her barber?
She's pretty good, but she sure is like that with me.
Oh, who cut your hair, your mama?
My barber.
Huh?
My barber.
Where?
Who's your barber?
Well, he comes over here whenever I call him.
And sits in your chair.
Brings his electric clippers.
That's a nice chair. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Talked to Billy the other day.
He talks all the time. Tells me things that used to.
Why is the name of barbecue?
Because he doesn't stand up in it.
You never saw anybody stand up and get a haircut. They used to sit on a stump outside, outdoors, Saturday afternoon, you see.
Well.
Just sit on a stump.
Yeah.
And the barber just walk around that stump, see.
It'd be unhandy, though, if you wouldn't have a place to put your feet. You'd sort of have to lean over, wouldn't you? That sounds like a good idea.
Something to put there?
Just like these, this kitchen furniture, you see. If that went right square down with the floor, you wouldn't have a place to put your toes.
That's right.
It'd be awful uncomfortable, wouldn't it?
Except if you had big feet.
I got big feet.
Did you ever find a coffee pot?
No, I didn't.
Speaking of kitchen.
I quit looking. I've got a half a dozen coffee pots now. I just took them down.
Do you have them perked?
All of them do. I just took them down to, what's his name? Mr.
Reedy's.
Mr. Reedy's.
Down in Dime Store.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
He's a big plus good guy.
Yeah.
When do I got my hand?
I've never seen him before.
Hey, when do I got my hand?
So for the price of one of those pots, I've got
half a dozen. Guess where I got my hand.
Yeah, I know Mr. Reedy. He says he can fix anything, you know?
Yeah. You went by the...
Guess where I got my hand?
You got some peanuts.
No, I don't. I got medicine.
She brought you some medicine, guy. I want to know where that pain is in your back.
That pain? Well, let me tell you.
Now that you're up.
It started right here. Right along in there.
Right there.
And then went on this way.
Right there?
Huh?
Right in there?
Just clear across.
Is it right in there?
It ain't in a particular place.
But it's not up here.
Oh, no.
And it's not in there.
Yeah.
It's right in here. That's on your bone.
It's right across there, not my bone.
No, but you got a spine comes like this, and you got a big bone there, whether you know it or not.
Now, right in there.
Right
you
there.
See when I,
that's your small muscle.
Yeah, right in there. Ooh.
Wait, just come here and I'll get them out for you.
Yeah.
Is that where it's sore?
That's one place.
He's standing straighter than I've seen him for some time.
Yeah, you can't. It gets you sort of.
I tell you what, if you go lie down there, I'll rub them for you.
Well, you come back.
Come back, but it might relax them for you because I believe it's your muscle.
I'm not that bad shape.
No, you go down like this, and you got a big muscle there, and you've got about 7 small muscles that attach right down there at the bone.
Yeah.
Right where I was rubbing. Did it hurt when I rubbed it?
Watch this mat breathe.
Yeah. Well, see what happens sometimes is they get into spasm, and it might not be activity. It can be sometimes if you've been sitting or just holding your body wrong, even like sitting riding.
I don't sit.
You don't sit?
No.
Or something. Well, they can just get tense.
Me and him
just
have
that
inhale.
Yeah, but,
I don't think I sit as good.
Why do you have a pain?
Come on back and stand up and I'll rub it for you a few minutes and see if it helps any. No, that was it though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's where your muscles are attached.
They
attach right back there on that.
It's all going up, see, and then it gets stiff, clear on up there. But it's all muscles.
You got muscles. If she could take them and real hard and rub down them, sometimes right down the spine there, like that, it relaxes them, but you have to do it real hard.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you,
Want
the hot water to do it?
Yeah, hot water will help, but there's what you call, they teach you how to do it. It's called petricide and effleurage, if you want to know it, but it's really kneading. Knead them with your hands, real firm, just like you're kneading dough.
Yeah.
And you can take somebody,
on either side of the
spine, and you go down and rub them, and sometimes it'll just relax them where the heat won't do it. But I've taken people like right up in the shoulders right up here. And this can be just as hard as a rock right along in here.
Yeah.
And you can just take it real hard like that. And rub it. And they'll become soft.
Well, let me tell you. You know I haven't done any work.
Watch your inhale.
That's true. I haven't done anything. Yesterday, I went out and I thought about, you see, I've been cutting off from this now for several months.
Mm-hmm.
still haven't cut. But yesterday I said, well, today's the last day. I'm not going to do any more. So we went out and got some barbed wire and went down there. And I started fencing. Putting a little cross fence across there. Cows, where they go. Cut the rail. And, you know, I didn't do anything at all. And just that perspiration was just rolling off. Just like it had a spell of sickness.
Yes.
No, do it.
And you know, I did the same thing then. And I'm explosive, but it doesn't hurt me. I think that's the trouble. I haven't been doing anything.
Well, you know, you can get muscle spasms without any good reason sometimes. People do. You know, you can get them most anywhere. But maybe she can get you to lie down on your stomach and put a hot towel on your back.
Yeah.
And then, as far as I'm going to show her how to do, you just actually learn to knead it, just like you do a piece of dough.
Yeah.
And you knead the muscles and they'll soften up right down there on the spine.
Yeah,
you, just, you work them real hard. Yeah. You have strong fingers on here.
Let me tell you, we got
some
these,
people.
Two or quarter bit of half beds in from town. And,
do you have a piece of board under them?
One of them is hard and high and a little bigger than I've stepped on that. And it occurred to me all at once that it was just making me sew all over. It was so hard. I don't like boards. So I got, Faye don't care. So she took the board.
Anything.
And the other one is soft. I like them soft. And you know, I can just lie there on that soft one and not move a muscle all night. I think it's that darn old board that did it.
Sometimes it's hard to know what does it.
Well, I got.
Actually, sometimes, though, you can massage the pain out of muscles quicker than you can by taking a medication or anything. You just got to relax them. They just get tight.
Yes.
And you just rub them, get them warm, and rub them.
Yes.
That's just like trainers do, athletes. To get charley horses in their legs or anything else. They rub them, and you see them. You notice they just take them, and they're. Lots of time you watch them and when they're doing their shoulders and they look like they're just, that's it. Sometimes you can hit muscles like that and make them fast and jump off the bed when you hit them just right. I bet that looks like on your back there. It just almost twinges and right at first and then you just keep rubbing whether it hurts or not. And the first thing you know, it'll quit hurting and it'll go away and then the muscle relaxes. But if it hurts when you do it, that means it's strung up.
That's E,
right.
Yes, sir.
I bet you that's right. That's in your mid-back, though. That's not where you kidding
about. I wonder if that's the reason the cow gets up against the tree.
Rub. I bet you it is.
I know they're just rubbing the hide.
Mommy, I got something over there.
Hi, Peggy. Come on.
Yeah, that might be. Always checking people. John's out. You let her rub that, though. I'll rub it for you if you want me to and see what I can do, but otherwise you let her just go right down the spine. Just rub it real hard.
Let me tell you, folks, all I care, you know, just get a general prescription, general diagnosis. That's all I need.
Well, I think it is, it's muscle.
Yes, right in that place right there. Ooh, down there.
That's where you, right at the head of your coccyx. You got low back pain. That's what they call low back pain. I tell you something else that's good for you if you can do it. If you don't without falling on your bow hump. Is to take a door like this and hold it.
Yeah.
Keep both feet flat on the ground. And you kind of pull your hips under like this.
Yeah.
So that you know you're not like this now.
Yeah,
not that. You curve your spine and come up like that. You can't
I'm just out of.
But have you ever noticed? It's hard. The reason I say for you to hold is because I don't want you to fall. But in this position like this, have you ever noticed that the natives in South America or in the island that sit there and work like this, they don't have any low back pain.
Yeah.
But it's because
Vanderbilt, a Dr. Region that used to make people with back pain like that, you know, just two or three times a day. Just hold on to the end of the bed. You can always see them, and they go down like that if you don't fall. But it
kind of spreads those muscles apart.
I just out of shape, out of form, out of place.
You might try that.
I just done too much. And see, last night, Gus got worried.
And it's just a mark.
Take this little bit of gum and put it somewhere for somebody to sit on. Where's your garbage? Down here?
No.
You hide your garbage?
Right over there, and they dig it.
There. You'll run into it.
Well, you can give that a try, and if it doesn't work, we'll try again, but just where it is.
Yeah. I'm just out of shape. I've just been lazy.
So if you haven't done anything for a while and then go out and do that, that's when you get in trouble.
Fine. I can handle my muscles. All I need to know is that's what it is.
Well, I think that's what it
is. Yes, I can
always be wrong, but...
Yeah, well, I know, but don't be cautious.
I bet you she takes her hand and goes right in the middle of your back when you're lying down. Just rub around it. Right in the middle of your spine and just kind of push on it. I'd have been a chiropractor for a little bit, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
I wish to goodness they had a good masseur in Gainesville.
I don't like them when they start popping my muscles and my bones. I
don't like my bones popped either, but if you just kind of right back in here, you know, just kind of push on it sometimes, it feels good.
I just want dental work. I don't want any of that.
I've never been to one. Have you ever been to one?
No.
Neither have I.
No, I'd go to them if they, you know, do like a normal human being, but I don't want them playing around with my joints.
You know, Miss Pierce had a hip eye joint.
Let me tell you, I don't care about Miss Pierce. You haven't been back over here to... How they get along? You cooks?
The cooks, they all got Mary Lou, that used to work over there, has now gone to do maintenance type work at one of the banks in Gainesville.
Yeah, that's a lot easier on her.
Yeah. And Carrie works down there just occasionally, but she's working for Miss Banks in Gainesville. That's Banks' wife.
So they have a new set of cooks?
Some new cooks.
Yeah.
You can tell from the food.
Yeah.
But they have some new ones.
Yeah.
And, of course, Mary Bell quit a long time ago. She was awful good, but she got pretty... Well, she got real insulted because I think B caught her stealing. She didn't think that he ought to say anything about that. And he kind of laid her low in defense of her own pride or something. She got the other cook off drunk one night. Both of them. So he ended up with nobody.
Yeah.
He had to go resurrect a few old ones around to carry on. And so he told her to get. And
yeah.
Then...
Yeah, some experiences. You know, if I'm going to tell you, it would be just... I can't do it anymore. I'm through. But I'll develop a few. But, you know, anyone who's been into that hysterectomy now, like he has, or like you have, you've seen enough of it. Well, you could just talk about that day after day, and it'd just be fascinating. And my view is, you see, we don't have, people don't talk anymore. They don't tell you anything. As they do, it's something you don't want to hear. And you get off on something screwball. And something like that, that's rich. And it's good talk.
That's the whole world back then, that kitchen.
That's the whole world back then, that kitchen. Yes, sir. I didn't realize that till I got to here and you talked a little bit. I had no idea what it was. And since then, I've extended it. I go down to Mr. Palmer's now, and I get it's a good bit different from Fred's place over here. Swing. It's this is a lot more open than that. And there are more people there. And, you know, I can dip in there for 20 minutes and just think about the rest of the morning. Get enough. I can get enough. Well, that doesn't mean I get much, but there's a whole lot there, you see. I didn't know that Ms. Reynolds, I saw him back there one day. I said, where's Ms. Reynolds? He said, back there eating. I walked back over there. I didn't wait for her to come out. Over in the corner, and there she was, eating a meal. Had meat and vegetables. I said, what in the world are you doing? She says, I'm eating my dinner. Well, I said, I didn't know you eat here. Well, she says, I cooked it, and they all eat here. And it was like the old 18th century novel. You see, you had every morning you'd read another one, or once a week you'd read a chapter, and you see, that's all you need to read. That is all you need to read. And it's shameful, you see, to read through something. It was just shameful. You see, it's just like that. You get a little glimpse of that, or Miss Daisy comes up here and talks a half hour once a week, and that'll hold you for several days, just living in her world, whenever she, you know, has something nice, and a lot of times she does. And, you see, boy, it's a long time before I found out that they have three meals over there. They even get over there and cook breakfast. Johnny Palmer himself eats over there.
Eats breakfast too, huh?
And stays for supper.
Does he?
Yes.
They cook back there at Red and White in Nicanopy.
Oh, do they?
Yes, sir. They have a little grill back there. They cook hamburger. You go in there sometime, it smells so good.
Yeah.
It's like sandwich back there. And the dogs lying all over everywhere.
Yeah.
Smelling it. Wanting a piece.
Can't resist it.
Five dogs in there one afternoon on that floor. It's kind of rainy. Yeah. I guess they didn't want to. She'd been cooking some hamburger right there.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, I tell you. The
law doesn't catch them on that. They're not supposed to be in there. Not where they sell food.
Yeah.
I guess the lawman doesn't come around making open. You know what they call him, don't you? The catch man.
Yeah.
I guess they've told you that, haven't they?
I don't know what
it claims to go there. You don't? That's what all the doctors call him, the catch man.
Yeah.
It's all the lawman, but the catch man. Hmm. You know, you'd run into it tonight. I had ran into an old friend, newer than Waldo. Her daddy was sheriff over in Waldo when I was a little girl. And we sort of grew up together. And she is a real storyteller. And she was telling me about hog killing this old uncle and aunt of hers over there near Waldo, near Graham. Where Graham is not. Went up toward Hampton. And they do it exactly like they used to a long time ago. And she was telling me about it. And she said they won't let them depart one bit from the way it was done 50 years ago. They have to scrape those insides and stuff those casings. And she said he wouldn't even let them grind that grinder unless it was by hand for a long time. And finally she got her husband, talked him into letting her husband take an electric drill, fashion a little thing where the handle is, put that electric drill in there to squeeze that sausage. Pretty clever. Round. But they're still not buying. She said he wouldn't buy the casing because it's $4 a pound. Had all those cow entrails, so he just go ahead and use them. And I'd like to go over there one day and when they're killing those hogs and get in on that, because these people are about in their 80s. If I could, and watch it all, and I'll come report to you. I'll write her. I don't know what Louise could help a lot. I could even get her to get some.
You don't have time to use your typewriter at home.
It's hard, a little hard. I think the thing for me to do on that, I'd like to get that for you because you won't run into very many hog killings ever again.
Yes, I know. And take it to camera. But, I'll tell you, you see what you could do. If I had somewhere, you'd talk about it, if I had somewhere taking it down. And then you see if you typewriter enables you to look at it first, where you can see it yourself a little bit, where you won't ramble.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that typewriter fine.
Okay.
You just, what is it, spite your face?
Well, a lot of times I have to put in my request to get it at the house right now.
Well, just go buy yourself one. Get your
Carlos got it, and Dow's got it half the time. I haven't even seen it much in the past. I could have it this holiday season.
Yeah. Are we going to be leaving
for long. But I'll try to get over. I'll call Louise. She remembers all these things. You say it's not memory, but... Like she was relating an incident when Beatty's my stepdaddy, and he came over to Waldo and he was courting Mama, and decided he would take me off to Gainesville on a trip, and Louise's daddy always kind of had a protective attitude toward me, just like he did his own daughter, because we were good buddies, and he thought Beatty was kidnapping me. We arrested him. Isn't that something? For kidnapping.
Yeah.
All he was doing was just giving me a ride to Gainesville. For a treat. But she remembers, that was a long time ago. We were 5 years old then.
Yeah.
About 5 years old.
And she reports.
She reports constantly. Constantly.
See, we got a few words that were helpful. Now that's a whole lot better than the numbers. All like
yeah,
that.
She reports. She reports constantly, like she reported to me on this old aunt and uncle.
Yeah.
And like she does it very easily. She's country in her voice. But she says she went in that safe and she said my feelings almost stood on end. There was a glass in there that she'd remembered using when she was a little old girl and it was still sitting up there. And old Annie remembered that she had ordered from Montgomery Ward's in 1936.
Yeah.
And that she said a whole dozen of them, and that one glass was still floating around up there in the safe. She said, now when I go out for the hog killing, they keep that one glass and back in the safe just for me. But you know, she goes into all these details and.
Well, now,
She's good.
The categories. Suzanne is out here, so I'm going to grab one of the little pieces. And, I jumped her.
Why does God have to wear those costumes?
See, her statement is a little bit too light.
Can I ride a horsey?
I don't know what her point of view is. And she writes it so everything's clear, and it's not, you see. It's,
my mom's
kind of artist.
She's actually awesome.
You see, at least I would be struggling to see.
You want to open it?
What goes on?
What kind
and,
it's
not there, and I'm not sure of her categories. You see, I'm interested in this Guthrie because she has that old leash.
When am I
racing? Well, now that's a very tricky term.
And they had cookies and juice. Yeah,
they
wouldn't
have
to
stay out there on the porch.
Let's take some cookies out.
That's motor mouth.
There's something right there under your foot. You see, it's leisure, the majestic leisure of nature. Now, that's not just plenty of time. You see, that's diminishing the idea. That's one of the grand ideas. You see that business of leisure. Whitman had it. It's not simple at all. You don't want to translate it into commonplace terms. But that's what I see. And she has that old audacity. Her statements. You see, she makes something of the occasion. She makes something happen. And she has so many of those audacious statements. Martin Townsends all drink whiskey. And See, it's just a statement that there's no truth in it, but it's for purpose. And it's that's part of the old world. That, you see, I made money in there, it was cooking. And I worked over the people I know. Several of the younger people, students, they get the influence of the horses from the countryside. Then they get a horse and they take it up to one of these little curious stables where nothing but adolescents come, and they can't get back to the countryside with the horses. The horses keep them away from the countryside.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, they don't have the vigor, the mental vigor, to cut through that and get back to the countryside.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have it. Suzanne hadn't got it. She's awfully, she bends to everything. See, she'll give the answer she thinks will placate you. And she's got along with a number of people, you see. And she gets people to, she gets Jim to off to something where she can go out and do a little something. She got that, and that's no mental quality. And that carried over into her writing. You see, she's not forthright, direct in the writing. You see, you don't have to be compromising in your writing or adjusting all the time to your writing. Your writing. That's tedious and extreme. Now that's your categories. Now, you see, just the so-called historical thing, or the antiquarian sort of thing, of picking up old things just for their own sake, is just perfectly worthless. You've got to get some of those big, you see, you want to see that leisure, you want to see that audacious statement. They are, like Mr. Eastman comes up here and puts in this hot water heater, and it's an occasion. He's an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the plumbers used to be, and all the paper hangers, you see. You'd look forward to them coming.
Mm-hmm. Well, out there, I don't think it'll be just the hog killing. I think it's going to be the old aunt and uncle who want things done just like they did.
Yeah.
I think there must be...
Yeah, but I'm talking about you. You want to get your categories, things that have some will hold a great
hold
deal.
Hold on.
You can put in all your little details, but you're actually not interested in the content. You don't
mm-hmm.
care how they kill hogs back 50 years ago. Now you see, I had to work through that. I did that too. And Gene Hubbard brought me a book out here, how they did things in the old days, and I almost felt like throwing it at her.
Mm-hmm.
I told her that goddamn lot stuff she brought me out there, and here I am a scholar, and she thinks I'm doing that. I'd stick it down her throat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going in for old
things, no.
Bugs. Oh no.
Well, it's not.
Now, Mr. Thrash over there, he's seedy. I don't want to go in for seedy people. I want somebody that's got vigor.
Well, I have a feeling these old two folks have vigor still.
Well, that's, and the woman you're talking about, she's
got a lot.
The way you're reporting on her, you see, that's nice.
She lives over there in Melrose on the lake.
Yes, but it's a vigor. It's a vigor. It's a vigor, and she can report, and she can reconstruct it. You know, a lot of terms, but
mm-hmm.
you want to get your direction.
Dow just got a charge out of her. You know, he likes Tuck so well.
Yeah.
And she thought that he was going to, I had raised my kids to be city kids. And so she said, you don't know about that. And Dow says, oh, yes, I do know about that. And so they got to going.
Yeah.
It turned out to be real ball.
Yeah.
Each one of them trying to outstory the other one. All afternoon.
Well, you don't want to do that.
No, you know, I'm not really outstory the other one, but, you know, carrying back and forth. They weren't parring or anything. It was just, you know, each one telling another one.
You don't do that. You want to hold on to it, see? And when she's telling it, you want to go along with it and keep her going.
Keep.
Just keep her going. As long as she's aware, at Iraq. And the only reason, you see, the chief lets you is to keep your own mouth shut. Once somebody starts and takes hold and you see it, the less you say, the better. All I try to do is not be silent and not make them feel awkward, as if they've got to keep chattering, you see. Well, at least that's the theory. I can't live up to the theory.
Well, she keeps going pretty well without you saying, giving her too much of a prod.
Yeah.
She's one of the first I've run into in this age, along, you know, I've run into a lot of old ones that just talk.
Yeah.
But she's one of the first ones I've run from the country that's near this age that really talks.
She's your age?
She's my age, exactly.
Yeah.
Raised from Waldo over there. We're both raised in the same neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Long time ago. And that's why I say this family is over there in Graham. This old aunt and uncle.
Yeah.
They're going to keep up with what they're doing no matter what. They have to rope all the grandkids in to come out and do it for them. That's what they're doing. Still gonna kill those hogs. So I think it would. I just have a feeling that it would be good. It'd just be full. If I can get out there, and it's too warm to kill them now. You know, it's gonna have to cool up before they can do it. Could be I can get out there. It may not be anything, but then it may be a lot. I just have this aunt and uncle.
Now you see, one thing, Clarence. If you talk about someone who's uneducated, everybody. They're condescending. They may be interested and be colorful, you might say, but people be condescending. You want to relate it so that you are condescending towards them. You want to be condescending towards the educated. And I am. I got it to the point where I feel sorry for them.
Oh, yeah. So, that's what I can do. But I run into, you know, most everywhere you go, it's just like these people kind of coming around and following you. Or at least not following you, but they keep coming. You know, you say you're going to cut it off, it keeps coming. I keep running into them all the time. They're everywhere. You don't cut them off. They're everywhere. People.
Now, you see, I put my mind to it and worked on it, you see, and I've been pulled in all these directions. Well, you've been pulled by these directions, and here, you see, you ought to somehow, whenever you have an opportunity, you just let me work you over a little bit. See, Suzanne won't fight back. She's not the type. She never has since the fall of 68. She's never yet fought back once. And it sort of, you know, takes my...
You have to be gentle, huh?
Yes. It's hard to work somebody don't fight back.
Well, if I can get out there to that hog killing, I'll try to put it on paper, bad or not, and just put it down. And then let you work it over.
Now, I've got some things in here where I do that. I do it, and just rough it out as fast as I can. But you see, I've done it so much, it's still articulate. But then I change my point of view to go along and say so. And that's all you want to do. And I don't think any way else you can do it like you can at a typewriter. I don't think you can. And...
Well, I had a real inspiration when she was telling me, just reporting to me the other day to get it down. We were having a few too many interruptions for me to really get it from her all that I wanted to. But it just dawned on me later that if I called her and kind of invited myself to go to that hog killing, I can get an invitation out there without any trouble, because there would be a lot of family. Be a lot of family. She takes all her kids out of school to go to those hog killings.
Oh, Faye saw her just in passing up Knoxville. this the other day. when the children are doing something, she just gets a tape recorder and turns it on. Somebody comes in to see her, she just goes gets a tape recorder and turns it on.
Mm-hmm.
She just lives with the thing. And that's the way you ought to do it. See, no one gives a darn. They're not even conscious of it. That's the only way you do it. Keep it going. You could do the same thing at the house. Just keep it going. If you play it back, it's all right. If you don't, it's all right. But you see, they get conditioned to it. And it's like bugging the telephone. You see, they've got these curious notions that you can't hit the penitentiary fence, see, to tape something off of a telephone. Now that's foolishness. It's just foolishness, you see. Just plain foolishness. And you see, all the educated people, you see, they just horrified at the thought of anybody invading their privacy. I haven't had any privacy for years. Everything I do is public. Of anything I say, you know, if you get my tone of voice. Nobody cares. I cuss, you see, and all like that, but it doesn't hurt anybody. And, you see, they've got such curious notions. Educated people are, they are as flat-headed as things. Well, I'd take Ms. Guthrie 16-1 to any of those goons up there that I work with. I can tell you case after case how flat-headed they are, Florence. You don't know how flat-headed they are. You see, you have some, you little, have a little elevated attitude towards them. I could work you out of that. But what I'm saying is, get you a good machine and keep the damn thing on.
My dining room table's gotten to be a conversation spot in there by
that
window.
That's a good place for it. Now, you don't want it out there where everybody can see the damn thing.
Yeah, it's a little removed from where I can, you know, it's space between there and the wall. I'd have to kind of put it over there on the sideboard, I think, because, Darth Farm Box stopped by there the other day, you know.
Yeah.
And Bill Payne is, he's supposed to be a horticulturist,
yeah.
But he doesn't like the confinement of teaching and business, and so he's doing his own thing by working in the yards and stuff. He's just working in the yard. He got his master's and he's planting plants. That's
I
what
used
he wants
to think
to.
When you was over here, you
he
see,
talks.
Many people came in over there. I ought to set it up for you over there.
Okay.
But I'm doing so much, I couldn't even
do it yourself. Well, they're doing that now, too, up there.
And,
they're beginning to.
You see, you wouldn't do strangers that way. It's just your friend, Doris Farnbach. Now, what the hell does it matter to her?
She wouldn't care.
Well, just your friends, Florence.
Yeah.
And you're not going to publish it in the newspaper.
No.
And you don't. They wouldn't even listen to it if they turn it on. But your children will, and you listen a little bit. And for the first time, you'll hear what the other people say. That's what I found.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I just have it there just to get used to it. But you got to, you can rig it up in either.
I think I ought to, you know, it takes a while to find a spot in the house when you move into another one where they're going to congregate.
Yeah.
But that seems to be the spot now.
Yeah.
And people automatically come in there and sit down like that's where they're supposed to be.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, you see, now that's very poor there, but that's all I've been able to rig up. I've thought of other little better designs. Other systems, but you see, I don't have one to help me. And I got tired of improvement. So I just let things go.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll keep in touch on this other. I just have a feeling that I could, sometime I, like something like that, I think I could just get real. Might be able to sit down and more apt to sit down and just wrap that out than I would be. Because it'd be so full it would just come on out.
Now, here's another thing. I tried to get Frances, at least I mentioned it to her, but she has too many things on. She doesn't have interest like, sort of like you. I'd love to hear Doris Hahnbach. And you, both of you. I could listen to a good bit of that. See, it would, I'm not curious about anything about it. I just like to see her a little better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like recording. You can talk about her, and then you listen to the talk too. And that was extended. That Flannery O'Connor got me right the world was short. I didn't realize till I got into her, and she doesn't say it, but it's implicit. And my approach to it, it also opened it up. You see, back in when I was brought up there, I just had a picture of everybody. I never even been in the house. Most of them I never even spoken to. I just was there close to them because I heard my parents talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
Just through reporting. Now, E.T. Brand, I never hardly spoke to him. All he did when you spoke to him was just mumble. He kept a cow over there in our little pasture for a long time. He had a county office, and he'd come by there and get the cow and take her home at night and milk her, and then milk in the morning and bring her.